Right now, a lighter segment. On a lighter note, I have with me one of my favorite people in the world, Victor Cohen. He's an Emmy-nominated producer and writer for TV game shows and talk shows. He's a comedian, an actor, and a journalist. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you, Karen?
I hope you had nice Jewish holidays. Were they nice? Were they wonderful?
It was. My mom did like such an incredible job. I mean, she makes now. If you remember, maybe 3 weeks ago, I gave you and Jerry, your husband. Not that you need to remember.
Yeah, that
your
was
husband.
His name.
Yeah, right. But the people listening, all you.
I write it on the side of my palm just to make sure. Right.
Right. So I gave you guys some good filter fish. He was very excited. Were a little scared, I think, or not as excited.
It looked like something from a bait shop, but you know, I'm not the most adventurous eater, as you may know. But
well, that
anyway.
Is stuff. Well, gefilte fish is a very traditional food, and in Jewish holidays, and yep. My mom makes it from scratch, which is crazy. So she made that. She had an amazing Rosh Hashanah dinner. It's what's great about this is that we, as Jewish people, we get to have two times a year to make our New Year's resolutions and then break them.
Okay.
You know, so.
Got two chances there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
so
good.
It was great. Thanks for asking.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wait. And you're 5% Jewish, right?
I'm 5% Jewish. I had my DNA tested, and I feel like I've missed out because I never got a bat mitzvah. You know, I never celebrated Hanukkah. I never did any of that stuff. I feel like I have to make up for lost time.
Well, you have me here to help. I am connected, just like Jerry the Tuna, whatever you've got coming up later. I forgot his name. The Shark?
Joe the Shark.
Joe the Shark.
Joe the Shark.
I'm Vic the Jew. I'll hook you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a lot of learning to do.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
You know what's really weird? This has just happened. I wasn't planning to even talk about this, but I have to say, so you guys have changed studios. You're in that, you used to be in the iconic, you know,
yes.
the Tribune building.
Yes.
And now you're in a higher.
Old. We call that old.
Oh, I loved it.
I did too.
I mean,
yeah,
it was beautiful. But I'm looking to my right here. I'm not going to say where we are, but I'm looking at beds.
I can see naked people in there.
I don't know what's going
on
here.
I see naked people.
I am not going to even look because I don't think it's cool to look. But every room seems to have a bed and an open window.
Well, just put the binoculars away and you'll be okay.
Yeah, right.
Just take them off. So you were at the Cubs game today.
Yeah. And, they lost, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I did it last second. I got a standing room only ticket, and I did something really sleazy, I admit. I kept sitting in open seats.
Well, that's what you do when you have standing room only. What are you going to do?
Right. Yeah. But it was so much fun.
Did you eat a lot of food?
Oh, very good question. Yes, I did. This was interesting. I was so shocked to look at the menus and see that they all had like calories next to the items.
They think they have to do that now by
it's
law.
The law.
Yeah, it's
right?
the law.
So I was very good. All I had was Garrett's popcorn.
Oh.
Because they said it was, you know what? I got totally fooled. It said 170 calories, so it seemed like the cheapest. So I ate almost the whole bag, and then I looked at the bag, and that's like per two cups.
Oh, okay.
So I got totally messed
Too
up
late.
There.
Too late.
I had a Vienna hot dog that was only 300 and some calories. That was the best choice.
Do you, are you one of these people that actually looks at the calories and says, oh, I was going to get this, but I'm going to get that? Does that really make a difference to you? And I'm going to have people weigh in on that because I would love to hear people tell me that all of these things at McDonald's and wherever you look, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, do the calories matter? 981-7200 or text me because I want to hear about that.
Well, you know, Karen, one of the reasons I was looking at all of these calories is because of this article that came out. It was from Cornell. There's an article that came out on a study by Cornell. And what Cornell University showed that researchers, through an experiment they conducted, found that diners at full-service restaurants whose menus listed calories ordered meals with 3% fewer calories, so about 45 calories less than those who had menus without the calorie information.
That's not significant.
That's
but
a pad
something.
Of butter.
Yeah, exactly.
But that article made me kind of start thinking about calories and looking at everywhere I was going, menus. This is sit-down restaurants. I actually wrote down some of the calories from the board, you know, the menu boards at the game. I don't know if now's a good time.
Sure.
Okay, so this was crazy. Like, I thought that at Wrigley, it was always going to be just hot dogs, but there's some healthy items. So I'm going to list three items that were on the healthy side. And Karen, I want you to tell me what you think is the healthiest.
Ice cubes.
Yeah, that's not on the list. That's number four. Okay, so here are the three items. And these are actual items that were on today's Wrigley Field menu. Italian chopped salad. That's item number one. A veggie dog. I had no idea they had veggie dogs. number two, or the roasted cauliflower sandwich. Now, which of those has the least amount of calories?
Well, I'm going to take a guess, and then when we come back from the break, you're going to say the answer. And I'm not, it's not going to be the salad, because that's just too easy. I'd say the veggie dog, just because it's lean and it's protein and it's low carb, I think. But we're going to take a break.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you till we come back.
When we come back, we're going to be talking more calories. And give us a call here and tell us, is there some food that you don't even care about? Like, you count calories, but that's your one food that you don't care. You don't even count the calories. 981-7200. You're listening to the Karen Conti Show.
Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate. So eat it.
We're talking about calories. Do you count calories? There's a study that shows that people who read the calories on the menu eat about, what, just like 43 calories?
45 to be exact. 45
fewer calories.
A whole 3% less. Wow.
You know, I was looking up calories a little while ago about something, and there was one trainer that said that if some people have like one glass of wine a night. But if you have one glass of wine a night and you add it up, that's like eating 16 McDonald's cheeseburger.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Wow. You have no hangover, right?
You could have a stomach ache or something.
That's true.
So I have a texter from 406, so I don't know where that is. I don't always trust the calorie count. And you know, that's a good point, because if you read about counting calories and all of that, that's just like an apple. I mean, an apple could be a big apple, a little apple. Also, they don't have to be absolutely accurate. They have like a window of how accurate calories exactly have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good point.
Yeah,
that you don't always trust what's on the
label. Well,
I
got totally duped with my Garrett's popcorn. I mean, I was eating the stuff like it was like nothing. And then I read the label on the bag.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's only per
now,
2 cups.
You were asking about, like, we were talking about what is your splurge food. And it's funny that, because I would have just gone right for the caramel corn.
Oh, yeah.
Because, man, Garrett's caramel corn is the best food.
If it's hot.
It's really hot and kind of greasy and buttery. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. I would say any deep dish Chicago pizza, a 7-layer chocolate cake.
Ooh.
Particularly at the Cheesecake Factory. I really love that particular one. And my mom's mondo bread, which you've had.
Yes. That was good.
I can't help it. I just...
You know, there's the people, some dietitians and trainers will say you should count calories, because that's ultimately, if you take in more exercise off, you're going to gain weight and vice versa. But other people say that if you count calories, that doesn't kind of excludes food that you might. You maybe should have. For instance, low-calorie foods are usually low in fat, low in taste, and therefore you're not satisfied, so therefore you will eat more carbohydrates, which generally are not great to eat because they turn into sugar right away. So I don't know. That's how I look at it. So,
well, I am going to brag here. Yes, I am. I am a Weight Watchers lifetime member.
Oh,
now I used to weigh 700 pounds. No, that's not true.
No,
but I did weigh more, and enough where I really felt I needed the help. And by becoming a lifetime member, it just means I lost enough weight, a significant amount of weight, where I can go there whenever I'm at that new weight and get weighed for free. But what I learned in Weight Watchers is it's really the big picture. Like, I could have something that might be more caloric at lunch, but then it's like, what's dinner? I can't keep doing that.
These are the two words I hate most in the English language: portion control.
Uh huh.
Because I really like to eat.
Yeah,
I do.
I do every battle.
But Weight Watchers really is a very healthy way to do it, because you don't have to deny yourself. You just have to limit the amount of those things. And I think that's a good point. Let's go to Irene. Irene has a comment about calories. Hi, Irene. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I have to say that ever since they started putting all those calorie counting things on, especially like when you go to the Cheesecake Factory, it just kind of ruins the whole experience.
Do you look at that and go, oh man, I was just going to have some really good whatever appetizers?
Oh my God, yeah, the cheesecake is like, you know, that's like three days of meals. So I have to say the only good thing about turning 40 is that, you know, you need those little reading glasses. So I've discovered that if I just keep my reading glasses off, I can't even see the calories, and it just makes the whole eating experience much more fun.
Denial is not a river in Africa.
That's right.
That's a great point.
Thank you for your comment. I bet a lot of people do that. You just kind of have to, because some of it's like unbelievable. Like, remember that whole time in like 20 years ago where muffins were great for breakfast? Muffins are like having cake. It's like 600 calories for a muffin.
So you're right. I mean, what I've done when I was working on TV shows in Los Angeles, every day on a show, they would have something called craft services, which is a table full of stuff all day. Imagine, like, Karen, at your workplace in between cases, or while going to a place where every food you'd ever want, M&Ms, I don't know if that's one of your list of what you'd want, but in my mind, like, and what I did, and I realized I had a great strategy until someone said, no, man, my good friend, he said, Vic, you've got an eating disorder. Because what I would do is I would eat and just get the taste and then get it out of my mouth. And I thought that was a great strategy. And then someone said, that's the sign of an eating disorder.
That does sound disordered.
But didn't it sound like smart at first?
Well,
like,
because you get want the taste. You don't need to swallow it. But that's borderline,
I stopped.
Vic. Sorry.
I stopped.
Really?
I'm not suggesting it. I'm just being vulnerable and honest.
Okay. Oh, here's my texter. Brilliant texter from 312. We never gave you the answer to the question.
Oh,
so the three things at Wrigley Field, there was
we had the Italian chop salad, the veggie dog, and the roasted cauliflower sandwich. And again, guys and ladies, these are real items at Wrigley Field, not made up. And you, Karen, said that you thought the healthiest of those three was the veggie dog. I'm going to tell you that the roasted cauliflower sandwich was the most caloric at 520. But that's still pretty good.
All right.
Number two, you are correct. It was the Italian chop salad at 380 with the veggie dog at 240.
Aha.
That's really good, 240. But that's not without, that's without the relish.
Well, that's nothing.
I just said that like a valley girl. I don't know why, but
hi, Karen. Generally, I look at fat, carbs, and fiber over calories. Gives me a better idea of the food will affect by the body. I think that's a good point, and that's Carol. Love your show. I agree with you, because you got to look at, like, value, right? Because if it tastes like cardboard and it's 100 calories, you're going to eat that, and then you're going to be like, damn, I really want something to eat now, mm-hmm. Whereas if you have something that has a little substance to it, it stays with you and it satisfies you. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show. We just have a minute here.
Yeah, I just find this whole looking at just calories very misleading. When you want to consider food in general, you want to really look at vitamins and protein and fiber, like you said. So I find this really misleading and not a good use of business dollars to have to figure all this out.
I kind of agree with you. But again, if it just helps a few people put things in perspective, because I've been a person that's kind of looked at calories my whole life as a woman, you're always, but there's a lot of people who've never watched their weight, maybe because they were thin when they were young. But as you get older and you start to put the weight on, it's a new thing to start looking at value of food. And I think it does kind of at least put people in the right mindset.
And Karen, it's not just
thank you, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Karen, it's not just women, though, because in fifth grade, there was a girl in my class named Jill Rosengard, who I was in love with, who would kept turning me down when I tell her I love her. And I did. That's not a good thing to do. I think women like to be teased a little. They don't want it right in their face, especially in fifth grade. Anyway, she told me that she would not go out with me because I had a big butt. And I immediately put myself on a diet in fifth grade.
Body shaming back then.
Yeah, this was 1992. No, not really. No.
Hey, Ben, are we going right to break now or what? Go right to news? You got to tell me what to do here. I'm going right to news. Hey, can you stick around a little bit?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Joe the Shark Lopez. We're going to talk about some serious legal topics. And then let's get back at 8 o'clock. We'll take legal calls and we'll take some more callers with any comments that they might have.